Welcome to the weekly podcast from Christ Community Church. If you would like more information about this podcast or Christ Community Church, please visit our webpage at www.gochristcommunity.com. Blessings and enjoy the sermon.
Morning, everybody. Morning. God bless you. Thank you for being here today on Resurrection Day. We're here to celebrate that and to recognize that God loves us. And he died for us, Jesus died for us, because he loves us. Would I like a seat? Nope, I'm good, thank you. I kind of shuffle around a little bit. So, anyways, yeah, happy Easter, happy Resurrection Day, and God is good. He is great. He's awesome. Amen? So does everybody know just how much God loves you? Is he learning? I like that response. You know, hopefully by the end of this message, some of you will realize how much God loves you. And the easiest way to find out is to look through Scripture, right? John 3:16. Many of you already know this, but for those who don't, this verse basically describes God's love for us in a nutshell. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish and have everlasting life. That's it right there, guys. Drop the mic. he gave his only Son for us. To die for us. And that, my friends, is a very extreme love. I could tell you right now that if I was trying to show the world that I love them, the furthest thing from my mind would be to sacrifice my own kids. But that's exactly what God did for us. He did that to show us that he loves us. So God took it to that extreme because that's how much he loves us. And many people have a hard time understanding this, you know, and that why would God do this to his son? Or, you know, many people would struggle. Many people over years have struggled with that. And that why would he, well, I mean, didn't he love his son? Why would he do that, right? But the fact is that God loved Jesus so much, and he loves us so much, that's the exact reason why he did it. So let's go to John 15, verses 9 through 13. I hope you all like Scripture, because most of the sermon is Scripture. And that's what we need, right? We need some meat. Let's eat some meat. Okay, John 15, 9 through 13. And this is Jesus talking to his disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love. Just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. My commandment, I've told you this so that my joy will be in you and that your joy will be made complete. My commandment is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for another. Let's go to John 10, 17 and 18. All right. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, and this is Jesus talking, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down with my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it back up again. This commandment I received from my Father. For some of you that may not know this, that what Jesus was saying is that in the scripture here is that God the Father gave him authority to lay down his life and also be raised from the dead. And that's why God loves him so much. It's not only because he laid down his life, but that he was willing to do it for everybody, each and one of us. And there is no greater sacrifice than one to lay down his life for another. Amen? Okay, let's go to Romans 5, 6 through 8. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. Let's go to Romans 3:23. Well, I hope you guys like scripture because I'm feeding it to you right now. Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. That's the truth right there. Each and every one of us has sinned in one way, shape, or form. And that has caused us to fall short of the glory of God. And that's the exact reason why Jesus died for us. God and Jesus both knew that we were sinners and that we have all fallen short of his glory. We were not able to live by God's standards. Amen? So God took his love for us to that extreme to provide us a way to be with him in heaven. So John 14:6. Seth said this one earlier too. It's one of my favorite scriptures. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. What Jesus is saying here is that he's providing a path for us based on truth to inherit an eternal life with him. No one can go to heaven to be with God the Father except through Jesus. So let's go to 1 John chapter 1. Verses 7 through 9.
Yeah, that's actually.
I didn't bring my steak, I'm sorry. Okay, 1 John chapter 1, verses 7 through 9. But if we walk in the light, he is in the light. We have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sins. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Romans 10, 9 through 13. I couldn't help myself, guys. I couldn't take all this time for FOYO. I had to just get some scripture to you guys. This is the Lord's day, right? This is Resurrection Day. We need it. Amen. Romans 10, 9 through 13. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it's with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As Scripture says, anyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew, Gentile. The same Lord is the Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Amen. Amen. If we confess that we are sinners and ask Jesus to forgive us of our sins, we are saved. And that's the only way that we're going to get to heaven, to be with God. That's why Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. We have to believe this. with all of our hearts. You know, we have to believe that he was crucified for our sins and that he died for us and that he was raised 3 days later. We have to believe that he appeared to people after his resurrection because that was his way of proving that he was resurrected. Many of you already know this, but some of you may not. It's very simple, really. God has provided a pathway for us to go to heaven, to be with him. And that pathway is asking Jesus to forgive us of our sins so he can purify us. That's the only way that we're going to meet God's standards, right there in a nutshell. Once Jesus has forgiven us of our sins, we are cleansed of all unrighteousness. So the question is still out there, why would Jesus need to be raised from the dead? Well, let's go back to Scripture. Romans 1, 3 and 4. Remember, the resurrection was provided, or was proved. The resurrection proved that Christ was divine. Romans 1, 3 and 4. Concerning his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Yeah, you can turn that off. So what the scripture means is that God's Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, was from the bloodline of David. Regarding his humanity. But he was the Son of God regarding his deity. And that was according to the Holy Spirit and the resurrection of Jesus. The Jews crucified Jesus because he claimed to be the Son of God. God resurrected Jesus because he was the Son of God. Amen? Let's go to 1 Peter 1. Chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. All right. Praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that we can never perish, spoil, or fade. And this inheritance is for you in heaven. Amen. The simple fact is God loves all of us tremendously. He loves each and every one of us here. He loves his children. And by accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, that makes you a child of God. Amen. He did this for us because he loves us so much. He gave us this promise because he loves his children. His love is never ending. It's an extreme love. It's a relentless love. No one can match that kind of love. So I hope this message was good. I know it was a little short, but you got a lot of scripture. I love you all very much. And I just want you to know that God loves you.